Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this episode of What the Clock, a podcast that's devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we're going to talk all about preparing your coop for winter. Okay, sorry, guys. I'm getting all these updates because I totally screwed up with Blog Talk Radio this morning, so I'm getting all these updates and pop-ups and, you know, if it ends up messing up, so what? We'll just take the audio from the live stream and just go ahead and upload it to Blog Talk Radio and not a problem, right? And at this point, I've gotten completely over any embarrassment from screwing up when I'm going live because I've had way worse screw-ups than this, right? We all know what those screw-ups are. So anyways, guys, welcome to this episode. I was going to do an episode on Amazon.com buying Whole Foods and what that means for organic chicken, but I'm not quite ready to do that episode yet. I was doing some research last night. I just want to do a little bit more research before I give you my opinion on all that. I got lots to say about it, but it just seemed like it was just a little bit too soon for that episode. I would be doing a lot of, you know, like the hemming and hawing stuff that, you know, I hate that stuff. So I'm just double checking my microphone is actually working. But today's podcast is sponsored by Manipur Poultry, and that's because we love them. We're going to give them the heart. So this episode is all about preparing your coop for winter, and that does include making sure that your chickens are eating enough, that they're getting enough protein, and Manipur's feeds, their layer feeds, and their, their layer feeds, the grower crumbles, and the chick crumbles, chick starter crumbles, all that can help your chickens weather the winter very well. Protein is extremely important, especially this time of year when they start to molt. So you definitely want to make sure they're getting enough protein. So if you're not sure what to feed your chickens, go with Manipur Poultry Feed because they're great. So I got my list here. And again, everybody who comments on this episode today, it has to be like a real comment, not like hello, it has to be a real comment, will be entered in to get a free copy of my book, Chickens Naturally Raising a Sustainable Flock. That is my gift to you guys because I like you. Right? Anyways, I didn't want to be creepy about it, but that's fine. So everyone who comments today will be entered to win a copy of the book. And if you have already won a copy of the book, that's okay. We will figure out something else because I'm nice. All right, guys. So when it comes to preparing your coop for winter, well, preparing your coop for winter and preparing your chickens for winter in general, right? So we're going to talk about food, coop, preparing the coop, frostbite. We're going to answer some questions. Hello, Shelly. Thanks for commenting. We're going to talk about freezing water, heat lamps, and then some decisions you have to make, okay? Because life is all about decisions. Hello, Jeff. Oh, Jeff from Michigan is here. Michigan, you're probably cold right now. It's like the temperature dropped, I want to say, like 20 degrees overnight here because we had the storms yesterday. Guys, that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. I'm going to kind of breeze through these and we can do more involved discussions about it all later. Sometimes I don't know if I should like go deep into these subjects because it's like chicken coop. How much can you say about chicken coop, right? I'm trying to find like a place here to place this list so I can actually look at it while I'm talking to you guys. So number one, the coop. So a frequent question I get is, can my chickens just, hello, Carolyn. Carolyn says she uses all of my information. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. So a question I frequently get is, can my chickens just sort of hang out in a barn in the winter? Or do they really need a coop in the winter? And depending on where you live, if you live in like Arizona and it's not cold, I mean, they need a coop for protection for predators. But as far as the winter goes, as far as, you know, staying warm from the cold goes, you don't need one. Jessica says she's interested in learning if there's a way to keep water from freezing without electricity. There is. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, but I have an article on the blog about that that I can link to below this live stream. Jennifer says, I'm great lady. Thank you. I think I'm great too. Anyways, so yes, your chickens will need some sort of shelter in the winter in order to weather the winter if it gets cold in your area, right? It doesn't really matter. Here's like the real truth, right? Hashtag truth time. It doesn't really matter what you give them. It doesn't matter what they're in. It doesn't matter what it looks like. All it needs to be is warm, and get them out of the wind. That is really, really critical to get them out of the wind. And just something where, you know, they can stay warm in the cold weather. So it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be Pinterest worthy. It just has to be a structure that keeps them safe from predators and safe from the elements. It has to be dry, obviously. One of the biggest killers of chickens in the winter is getting wet and then getting cold. Okay, so a lot of people say, they say, well, it's 20 degrees out, but it's snowing, but you know, it's sunny, it's snowy, whatever, you know, are my chickens going to be okay? Usually, yes. There are exceptions to this, like if it's negative 60 degrees where you're at, if it's, you know, even negative 20, you might want to consider a heat supplement, but you know, if it's 20 degrees out and it's sunny outside, your chickens are fine. If it's 40 degrees out or 30 degrees out and it's wet and it's rainy, that's an issue. Okay. So on our farm, we've never lost a chicken from like cold, like freezing temperatures. What we've lost them in is when they get wet and then it's also cold. Even like if it's, especially if they're younger chickens, right? So like, you know, ones that are like 8 weeks old, 10 weeks old, where they have all their feathers, but they're still not really, you know, big enough, right? They're fully feathered, but they're still quite young. They are going to have particularly have a time in the cold, wet weather, right? So freezing rain is a huge issue. Rain when it's cold out is a huge issue. Snow itself is not really that huge of an issue. Just make sure that they're dry. So that's what your coop needs to do. It needs to protect them from the wind, the rain, snow, cold, you know, temperatures, you know. That's really what it has to do. So if you have windows, just make sure the windows shut tightly. Make sure the door shuts tight well enough. If you want to, you can put some sort of bedding in there, hay, shavings. I tend to go for more like straw. Straw insulates very well. Like you've seen those straw houses on like Pinterest and stuff. People always build these houses out of straw. And people are like, oh, it's amazing. That's because straw is such a great insulator. So we tend to use straw just to give them some bedding. So Jessica says, should she not let them out into their run? So that's something that, so let's back up for a second. What we do in the winter, and I believe very, very firmly that this has actually saved some chicken lives, is when it's going to rain, sleet, whatever, you know, like freezing rain, we actually put a tarp over their run because I don't want to have to take even worry about whether or not they're going to be smart enough to go inside. And sometimes they really just aren't smart enough to go inside, especially if they're young, especially if they, I don't know any other especially, but if they're young and dumb, you know, I don't like taking the chance. So we always put a tarp over the run. We have narrow runs. We always put a tarp over it just to make sure that it stays dry. I'm looking at turkeys. So I say, looking at turkeys when it comes to this too, because we had turkeys for a while there, and the turkeys would never go inside when it was raining and cold or freezing rain. Like they would just stand out in the rain shivering, and you're like, dude, go in the coop, right? And they just never occurred to them. So that's when we started adopting this whole tarping the run idea, just to make sure that it was warm in there. Because if they're warm, and if they got a windbreak, they're doing okay. Their feathers will insulate them. They fluff them up. It creates the air cushion between the feathers and the body, creates sort of like a down jacket, so to speak, like a, just for like, you know, a visual on that. But that's what we do. So if it's going to rain, it'd be really cold. If it's going to have freezing rain, I would personally not let them out because the 1 or 2 days that they're inside, as long as they have space, far outweighs the stress, in my opinion, of trying to catch them when it's freezing rain and they're standing there and they're shivering and they're not bright enough to go inside, right? But you can keep an eye on it. You know, we have had chickens that have been okay on that. So I would just honestly keep an eye on them. If you have any concerns whatsoever, just either tarp it or leave them inside or give them at least an area that they can walk under in the run area for them to, you know, at least get out of it in some way, right? So that's kind of the deal with the coop. You know, you see all these people online, they say, oh, it should look like this, it should look like that. And I have articles that say that because people kind of want to hear that. But the bottom line reality of it is that as long as it's dry, safe, a windbreak, and a break from the elements, that's all your coop needs to do, okay? So let's talk about feed for a second. The feed you might have to increase in the winter. So as it gets colder, they're obviously going to use more energy to stay warm, correct? So just kind of like look at their feed and maybe up it a little bit if, you know, you think that they need it, right? So in warmer areas, you don't have to worry so much about this. So we won't really worry about this in our area until probably January. November and December are pretty mild in our area. January, February, and sometimes March, but really January, February are the months where we worry about the freezing rain, the cold, are they getting enough to eat? A good idea, but you're going to have to kind of play with this on your end, is leaving food in there full time. Bad part of that is it can attract predators, right? It can attract mice, which are annoying, and they spread disease, right? And it can attract predators like raccoons, possums, skunks, mink, whatever else, right? So kind of play with it a little bit, you know, maybe put it out there all day during the day, take it out at night, or if you have something that can keep it off the ground, you know, keep it clean, you can then leave it in there 24 hours, but play with it a little bit, just make sure that they have, you know, continual access to it, or, you know, enough feed in during the winter. So same thing with the water. Now water can get a little bit tricky in winter. There are ways that you can sort of combat freezing water. A good one is using like an insulated tub or something. Like people will insulate with tires. That's something that we're going to try this winter. You can use the ceramic water heaters. A lot of people go with that. What I found works really well is using, and again, this is going to totally depend on your area. We don't really get super freezing temperatures, right? So super freezing temperatures, you might have to go with something that will heat the water. What works well in our area is having a large volume of water. So what ends up happening is because it takes longer in colder temperatures for the whole thing to freeze, it ends up just putting a thin film on the top, and we can just crack that open. Oh, end episode. Some reason, whatever, Blog Talk Radio is